2. Desire, the language of the heart. For I have known them all already, known them all, have known the evenings, mornings, afternoons. I have measured out my life with coffee spoons. T.S. Eliot. Our Lord finds our desires not too strong but too weak. We are half-hearted creatures, fooling about with drink and sex and ambition, when infinite joy is offered us, like an ignorant child who wants to go on making mud pies in a slum because he cannot imagine what is meant by the offer of a holiday at sea. We are far too easily pleased. C.S. Lewis. Lord, all my desire is before thee, and my sighing is not hidden from thee. Psalm 38, verse 9. I really enjoy helping women sort through one of the great questions of their lives. Do I love this man, and should I marry him? If I could become one of those old Jewish matchmakers like the little nosy lady you see in Fiddler on the Roof, I might apply for the job. Some women know when they've found the guy they want to marry, and others sweat bullets trying to decide. One woman, Marie, helped me see how crucial the role of desire is in this decision, as in all of life, and how dangerous it is to fail to listen to your heart. Marie had always fallen for guys who were really sharp, men who were going places and wanted to take her along. The kind of guy you brought into a group of friends and the other women pulled you aside and asked if he had a brother. The trouble was that none of these relationships ended very well. One guy had just stopped calling with no explanation. Another cheated on her. And the last, especially charming one, had inspired a period of sharp weight loss she didn't need by insisting that she looked a bit pudgy. If the previous men in her life had been strawberry trifle, the guy Marie had been seeing for the past few months was good old granola. What he lacked in polish and sophistication, he made up for in reliability. He was solid, stable, a sharp contrast to Marie's father, who so often made promises he did not keep. But Marie's friends wondered at the match. "He's not like any of the other guys you've been interested in," they said. Marie thought that might be a stroke in his favor. I asked her if she knew what she really wanted in a man. What was important to her? What did a good man even look like? I encouraged her not to avoid the qualities in a guy that had been hurtful in the past, as though she had developed some strange allergy to sharp, attractive men. She could be running away from something all her life on that basis. She shouldn't make any big decision in her life out of fear, I told her. In so much of life, wisdom is fundamentally about making a choice based on desire. Desire is a strange animal. It lies at the center of things, and yet at times it seems to be the villain that gets us into a peck of trouble. We come into the world crying our heads off, wanting, needing, desiring. Everything we do from then on is about needing or wanting something. We are painfully incomplete. What we do with that shapes the story of our lives. Desire, longing, can lead us home to God. It can bring us into the arms of those we love. And sometimes it can send us right over the edge of the proverbial cliff. The language of the heart.